There is a small green and red temple at the top of a steep set of stairs near the end of Albion Street in the village of Mendocino. Aside from a few wild Chinese vegetables, the Quan Tai Temple is all that remains of a once thriving Chinese community that worked in the lumber mills in the latter half of the 19th century. Temple docent Jeff Can Lee tells the story.
Quan Tai is the deity. In the Chinese restaurants, he is the god of prosperity. Here, he is the god of loyalty. He was a warrior, so he is the god of war also. The worship ritual is they'd come in here and they would ring the gong three times. To summon the deity, and they would light three sticks of incense, bow three times, and consult with the deity, and they would be told to use the fortune sticks, and they would kneel down and they would shake the stick until one stick fell out, and they would read the number that was on the sticks. They would get the book that would give their fortune, and the fortune is in poetry.
So did the Chinese here on the coast in Mendocino County come here directly from China, or did they migrate across the inland of the United States?
The founder of the temple came by Chinese junk in 1852. I mean, here are people that were farmers, and they were so desperate to leave. The situation was so bad in China, they were willing to sail the Pacific Ocean. And one made it to Monterey. John Singh Lee's vessel made it to the Casper Beach. And the other three were lost at sea.
So tell me a little bit about this temple. When I first came in, I came up nine steps.
Yeah, the nine steps are to keep out evil spirits because the altars of the temple can be seen directly from the street. And because the temple was sited by Feng Shui, which is Taoist, the only way around it was nine steep steps.
So has that staircase ever succeeded in keeping evil spirits out?
It's only kept an old girlfriend out.
Well, let's walk around and take a look at what's going on here.
There are three altars. The front one is holding the devices to summon the deity that you want his attention. The middle altar is containing food offerings. And then on the back altar is his portrait with his two helpers.
So I see some oranges and apples. Are there special kinds of foods that are more effective?
Food. Sometimes there's a chicken in here too. But I think the deity's eaten that one.
Lee says the Chinese of Mendocino moved on when the work dried up and notes that census data from the period is pretty sparse. But the work of recording their brief presence carries on. Recently, Lee recorded some oral histories of descendants of a once prominent family that supported the temple during its heyday.
Are those archived somewhere where people can listen to them?
They're archived on my hard drive, my auxiliary hard drive.
Do you have any plans for what you're going to do with it?
I just let historians know that I have it.
Well, historians, now you know. For KRCB, I'm Sarah Reith.